There are still, however, some rules, some services, where you will have to think about UK VAT, even though you are an offshore business. Firstly, our perennial favourite, services relating to land. Services relating to land are still taxed where the land is. And therefore, if you have a service which relates to UK land, then UK VAT is due. So, for example, if you were a French building contractor and you were granted a contract to establish a new hotel, perhaps in London, then you would have to consider UK VAT registration as long as the value of your supply was in excess of the £70,000 registration limit. Of course, if you are constructing a brand new hotel, it will be. Services relating to land include any services which are clearly linked to an identifiable piece of land. As we've mentioned, it would include construction, repair, maintenance. It would include the services of an architect designing a new building. It would include the services, perhaps also, of lawyers who are involved with the drafting of contracts for lease or sale. A further category of service which would require consideration of UK VAT registration would be passenger transport. Again, the old rule is still in place. Passenger transport is to be taxed where the transport takes place. And therefore, if the UK is the place where the transport takes place, then UK VAT will be due. The main relaxation in this area is that the UK has a zero rating, which is clearly a relief, for transport of passengers in any vehicle which is capable of carrying more than 10 people, including the driver. So any vehicle larger than a minibus will be capable of being used to supply zero-rated transport. Buses, coaches, trains and aircraft will all fall within this, as of course will some boats. Our third category of service, which will require that overseas business to consider UK VAT registration, is the hire of means of transport. There's a new rule which splits hire of means of transport between long and short-term hires. The rules here mostly mirror the new base rule, but there are some anomalies which you need to be careful with. For cultural services, services such as actors and actresses, the old performance heading, which would include perhaps training, education, conferences and exhibitions, that sort of thing, continues to have its old rule. I say it continues to have the old rule, but the wording has changed slightly. For all of these services, the old rule suggested that you had to charge VAT in the location where you performed the work. As a result of this, there was always a lot of debate as to whether someone who organised an exhibition from their office in London had to consider Spanish VAT if the exhibition actually happened in, say, Barcelona. The new rule is still a performance-type rule, but is rather more specific. It states not that VAT will be due where you do the work, but rather where the event actually takes place. So if you organise an event that takes place in Barcelona, even if you do all of the work in London, Barcelona is your place of supply. Turning that round to our non-UK supplier, if they organise an exhibition or a conference in London, then they need to charge UK VAT under the new rule. Incidentally, that rule will change from the 1st of January 2011, so do be careful. From 2011, the rule changes such that all of these services also fall within the base rule, unless there is an admission charge to the event. That's mainly there to ensure that VAT is collected where the members of public are paying to enter an exhibition or something of that nature. Our next category of services which require UK VAT registration is catering. Catering historically, whilst most people would have considered it to be a supply of services, has had a rather ambiguous status. Some people have in fact tried to argue that catering is a supply of goods, being the meal, the actual food that you are consuming. Catering has now been codified within the legislation, and it is quite clearly specified as a service. And the place of supply rule says that catering is to be taxed where the catering itself is performed. So broadly speaking, it's the place where the catering is presented. The slight quirk to this will depend on where the catering takes place. The slight quirk being that if you are supplying catering on a boat or an aircraft or something of that nature, where the transportation is between one state and another, you are required to charge VAT at the point of departure rather than by reference to the mileage undertaken within the different member states' territory. We then have two further categories, which have a base rule and also a use and enjoyment test. Both for the hire of goods and for telecommunications services, we have the base rule applying. In other words, you will look to the place of belonging of your customer, and they will account for VAT using the reverse charge where appropriate. Clearly, we are still within the context of business users. However, use and enjoyment will take precedent if it has the effect of moving the supply from either within the EU to outside of it, or the other way around. An example of this would be a mobile telephone. If you provide a mobile telephone for somebody to use within the EU, then the base rule applies. The customer accounts for VAT using the reverse charge, or if they're in the same member state, you charge them VAT at the ordinary standard rate. However, if that telephone is also capable of being used outside of the EU under one of the roaming agreements, then any calls which are made outside of the EU fall within the use and enjoyment test. VAT is not due on those, the place of supply being the place of use. It works the other way around as well. Somebody being supplied with a service outside of the EU, but can also use it within the EU, will have VAT applied to that small, minor EU use. One of the other special rules which will apply will be those for electronic services. This will apply more to non-business users rather than business users, but strictly it does apply. This would include all of your downloads, could be music, video, other images, that sort of thing. It would include all supplies of software over the internet. It would include web hosting itself, web design, web maintenance, anything to do with the internet and the transmission of goods and services across it. When I say goods, I should be a little bit careful there. What I do not mean by that is someone ordering physical goods that are later dispatched through the post or some other mechanism, but rather goods which can be downloaded. What I'm thinking of, again, is books. I'm thinking about music. I'm thinking about images. The sort of thing where you could go to a shop and buy a physical product, or you could download it so that it is stored within your computer, perhaps also being capable of being printed or transferred to some other medium. The base rule that the customer accounts for VAT in their own member state applies to all of these services as well, but again, use and enjoyment takes precedence over them.